If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za. Business update with Gule Tumfupi on Kaya 959.
Good morning, brains and beauty. Gugu Mfupi, how are you doing, my sister?
Top of the morning to you, Beasting. All is well on your end?
Ah, absolutely stunning, man. Gugu, Tiger Brands to sell off its head off, in Bryanston. Please do tell us more about that.
This is an interesting one, Beasting, because I recall speaking to the CFO of the company last year during their financial results, and they were very clear that streamlining their operations remains a key priority and strategy for the business. So it has come forward that Tiger Brands has confirmed that it is selling its long-standing head office campus based in Bryanston. It's just off Winnie Mandela Drive. For many South Africans who might have driven past there and might be familiar with the building, the structure is officially on sale. Now, they highlight that this is essentially to ensure that they participate in streamlining their operations and, quite frankly, reducing costs. No particular value for the property has been disclosed just yet, but what we do understand is that they are moving some of their core assets and core operations from a staffing point of view to a office in Waterfall Office Park. Now, they do also mention that they are trying to move a lot closer to some of their operations when it comes to their milling operations, and that's largely the processing that Tiger Brands puts in place to produce the likes of All Gold, think about Ace, and even Albany Bread that they typically produce together with Black Cat Peanut Butter. What is interesting is that this is an overview of a strategic move to really reduce costs, and it does actually speak to the dynamic of a new strategy being implemented by the CEO. Several experts, though, have raised some concerns that by selling off their milling assets like Beacon as well, which speak to sweets, and even other assets that also speak to their raw milling, that actually does minimize the level of control that they have over the full value chain over the long term. So no clarity has been given just yet from the organization as to how they'll continue to monitor these particular processes. But if anything is clear, by selling their head office and moving their office strategy to a different dynamic to consolidate costs, it is quite telling of how the new CEO, Tjaart Kruger, is really looking to ensure that they streamline operations and bring the business back to heightened levels of productivity and profitability.
Mm. And Tsoho Sun reduces its shareholding in City Lodge.
This is an interesting dynamic because post the pandemic, well over 6 years ago now, we actually saw that there was a lot of consolidation within the hotelling and gaming space. So the likes of Tsoho Sun own the likes of Monte Casino, Gold Reef City, and a few other entities together with Suncoast Casino in KZN. And they also had a stake in City Lodge. City Lodge, unfortunately, has been experiencing higher levels of vacancies. And the last time we spoke to the company, they had indicated that this is on the back of lower conferences that were held, essentially fewer people booking accommodation within the vicinity, resulting in lower profits. So as a result, Tsoho Sun has now reduced its shareholding in City Lodge from about 11% to 3%. The consideration that they've gotten off of the sale of shares now takes it to about 200 million rand, which is a drop in the ocean for the company, given that they have also experienced significant losses on the back of the poor performance from City Lodge. If anything is telling, I think we do need to see outcomes in terms of the past holiday season as to how many South Africans are actually booking accommodation at some of these vicinities, and if it does translate into a change in the strategy that Tsoho Sun might implement going forward. But one thing's for sure, lots of shifts and dynamics in the hospitality space in South Africa.
And the markets today, Gugu?
The markets, well, we continue on that all-time high, Beasting. I'm a benching up or bile, quite literally. If we take a look at the All Share Index, we will open up from 120,964 points today after 9 o'clock. Currency-wise, we're still incredibly strong against the US dollar. On Monday, we actually spoke to an expert who had mentioned that if we go below 16, that would be a strong indicator for the performance of South Africa's currency. But we do need to put things into context that it's largely dollar weakness that is impacting into strengthening into the rand. So at 16.36 to the greenback, 21.99 to the British pound, and now 19.05 against the euro.
Ah, thank you so much, Gugu Mfupi. You can catch her every Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. on Akaya Biz to make sure that you get updated on what's happening in the business world.
Business update with Gugu Mfupi on Kaya 959. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.